Katie McDonald, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I'm pretty well. Is it a good morning? I suppose it is.
Well, you know what, Katie? Yeah, bad things happen every day. It's still, you know, we gotta go back to it and say that, you know, it's still a good morning. But Katie, how has Europe taken to the news from the United States?
Look, you can just imagine it's dominating most of the news here. Just horror, disbelief. Then, of course, the follow-up debates on gun control, and whether many people here sort of wonder whether or not they're going to see the light. But then again, there are those obviously that incredibly still pro the use of weapons. But I think it's shock, horror, and disbelief. And kind of thing. It renders me speechless. Which is unusual.
For many of us, Katie. Though bringing back to Europe, in giving us the lowdown on this story, the Catalan independence issue debacle, I got the sense that when I was going through social media, in that for many of us, and I want you to confirm this, the way I see it, it would be, I'm going to make an analogy now. It's literally a case of if we're talking about South Africa, it's almost like the Eastern Cape saying that it wants to be its own country. Is that what this whole Catalan independence is all about, or is it more to that?
No, completely. It's a valid comparison, and it's an area of Spain that has been pushing for its independence. They say that they're not actually Spanish, and this has been going on since, definitely this present movement is a result of a movement that started in the time of General Franco in the 1930s. So, it's an ongoing thing. But then again, imagine if you take the South African analogy that one of the provinces wanted to separate and South Africa would then lose a quarter of its economy, or its economy would shrink by a quarter. That's quite a scary thought.
Yeah, and the violence that came of that. And I was watching CNN last night, and one of the prime ministers or minister within the cabinet in Spain was sitting there saying, but these cops didn't injure anyone. But there were images playing of people being baited or bludgeoned by these police officers. But nonetheless, moving over to Austria, Katie, what's the latest coming out of there?
Well, I mean, Austria's just become another... Well, one of the other EU countries, or has joined other EU countries, in banning the veil. So it's full-face Muslim veils in public. It came into effect on Sunday the 1st. And, they basically have said the faces have got to be visible from the hairline to the chin. And the whole idea is to protect Austrian values, to ensure the cohesion of Austrian society, in an open society, that is. So, these measures are similar to other countries, including Switzerland, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and interestingly enough, some parts of Catalonia and Spain. And it's been, it went to the European Court of Human Rights, these efforts to ban the veil in 2014, and the EU Court of Human Rights says that it does not breach human rights. So Austria has just joined that group of countries in doing so.
Oh, I can see this being now a snowball effect. But nonetheless, talking about people that are petitioning for the safety of their pigeons. What's this all about?
Sorry, this is one of those I just had to share. I know. And the world just spins. This is happening in Paris. One of the mayors of a particular district, he's decided to bring in hawks and falcons. Okay, admittedly only two hawks and three falcons, but he's wanting to scare off these pigeons that they say cause huge damage to roofs and window ledges of housing complexes. But more than 17,000 people have signed an online petition organized by pigeon supporters at the Embassy of Pigeons. And this is not a joke.
At the what?
I'm not kidding here. The Ambassade des Pigeons, however you say it in French, the Pigeon Embassy. So, they're basically anti what's going on.
I can't afford petrol in South Africa, and pigeons in France have their own. Okay, that's fine. And Katie, just talking to that though, also with the French misrepresentation. New French law has got some requirements on the airbrushed and Photoshop images.
Yeah, no, this is quite a biggie. I mean, in the sense that you probably remember I spoke to you about their rules now with regards to models and the size of models. So now it's mandatory to label any photo that's been retouched or altered in any way. And that means, you know, not just slimmed down but increased in size, but any photo that's been edited in such a way for commercial purposes. So, yeah, has to have this label. And this is online. It's also in sort of hard copy magazines and papers and such. And they'll be fining people up to over 30,000 euros if they breach this. So it's yet another effort by the French to tackle these unhealthy portrayals of women. And it's interesting considering that the French, you know, the French women are considered to be, well, so slim, so chic, so... yeah, model-like, but they're really taking this on.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, I've never been one to agree with this whole thing that you'll take someone and then you'll change them on a computer. That's not fair representation. That's not how we are as human beings. But nonetheless, I think that's a good way for France to move. I'd love to say that in South Africa, we should be moving towards that direction, but we've got our own problems this side. Katie, I'll tell you, let me ask you something before I let you go, though. In terms of emoticons, as emojis, some people will call them, how often do you use those?
Oh boy, you've got me. I have my own little personal one. Well, it's not my own personal one. It's one that I've taken as a personal emoji. But I'm pretty careful, especially because I was told off by one of my young adult offspring that no, mum, no, that's not how you use them, and you're overusing them. It's not on. So I was read the riot act.
I'll tell you what, the reason why we're asking, because we're chatting to Johannes Duplessis this morning. He's a legal advisor at Risk Benefit Solutions, and he's going to be talking to us about the possibility that if you send, you know, that thumbs up or dancing emoji or champagne, yes, anything that suggests that you're agreeing with a certain contract can actually be legally binding.
What time are you chatting to him?
We're just chatting to him now at about 4:45. I thought to myself, what? I use these things like it's just what? I use these things like I'm eating sweets. Like, Yana, send them. Ebs, do you agree with this? Yeah, thumbs up. I'm like, no, it's not legally binding. But nonetheless, Katie, that conversation is coming up. Please do have a listen if you can. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining us.
Do
have a good morning.
And you as well, Ebs. Have a great morning.